And a warning here for listeners, we're going to spend a few minutes now talking about copulation, or sex, as we know it. Australian scientists believe they have found its origin in fish that lived in ancient lakes in Scotland 385 million years ago. BBC science correspondent Rebecca Morell joins us from London to talk more about this. And Rebecca, tell us about this fish. It's called Microbrachius dickii.
Yes, it's kind of a really amazing story, actually. I mean, the little fish, the Microbrachius dickii, it's quite small, just a few inches long, pretty weird looking, very primitive and covered in armour. And what's unusual about this story is that these fish were quite commonplace 385 million years ago, and we've got lots and lots of fossils of them. And scientists have been looking at these fossils for years and years and years. But it took an Australian researcher to actually sift through a box of fish fossils, and he noticed that one of them had a kind of strange L-shaped appendage. And a bit of further investigation revealed that this was actually the male fish's genitals, the first known example of male genitalia in the animal kingdom. Further investigation revealed that the females also had sexual organs too, in this case a small bony structure kind of towards their rear. And if you look at the component parts, the only conclusion you can really come to is that these animals were having sex. They were the first animals to do so. Before that, fish were spawning, releasing sperm and eggs into the water, but these ones were doing it.
And interestingly, after these ones, the fish went back to spawning as they evolved.
Yeah, this is really unusual, because normally if a trait appears like this that you have around today, and you know a number of different species, including humans, copulate, normally once this evolves for the first time, it sticks around. But with these fish, as they further evolved, they kind of decided that, you know, copulation isn't for us. We're going to go back to spawning, back to releasing our sperm and eggs into the water. And it took another few tens of millions of years for copulation to make a comeback again. And this time it was in the ancestors of sharks and rays. And the copulation that you see today actually evolved from that kind of second go at sex rather than the first one in the Microbrachius dickii.
How important is this discovery in terms of understanding evolution?
Well, it's really important, because if you think about it, you know, how creatures reproduce, you know, for a number of reasons, that's an important thing to know about. And scientists have been trying to trace back the first known case of copulation. And this is a bit older than they actually imagined. And actually kind of seeing how these fish did it as well is kind of strange, because they didn't use the missionary position, as it were. They basically had to position themselves side by side. And for years as well, the fish have had, scientists have been wondering, because the fish have had little fins, little arms on their side, and they've been wondering what these were actually used for. But they think the fish actually linked these fins together to kind of stay locked together while they were having sex. So kind of having a glimpse at this really unusual method of copulation is giving a lot of insight into sort of how evolution first tried these practices out.
And we'll put a picture of this, I guess, on our website hereandnow.org if you think that's going to be okay for all viewers, Rebecca, do you think?
Yes, it's not too rude. Okay. A little bit rude, but not too rude.
Rebecca Morell, science correspondent for the BBC, and we've got a link to all this research at our website hereandnow.org. Rebecca, thank you.
Thank you very much.